The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother, father, or children of lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. We've been following Mark's gospel here in that loop. It began in chapter 8 in Mark and at Bethsaida and went north to Caesarea Philippi, now going south to Jerusalem. And we're reading here from chapter 10 today. And now in chapter 11 in Mark, Jesus reaches Jerusalem and enters the last week of his life. And all through this journey, he's teaching his apostles, he's teaching his disciples the meaning of his mission, his messianic mission. And it involves suffering. They won't know that until they go through the last week of Jesus' life in Jerusalem and until the Holy Spirit comes upon them at Pentecost. What's interesting here is to follow the journey of the disciples. In the early stages, which we're looking at here, they're following Jesus for what they can get. They witness miracles, they witness all sorts of extraordinary things, and they said, "This is a winner. We want to follow Jesus because he's powerful. We don't want to follow a suffering Messiah. We want to follow a powerful Messiah. And we want to share in his power." You'll find it over and over again, you know. We want to know who among us is the greatest and what kind of power can we get. And if we follow Jesus Christ, what's the payoff? We do that in some ways. You know, we go to novenas and we pray and we expect to get what we're asking for. And Jesus is leading them here and he's very patient with them. He says, "Don't worry. You will get everything back. It will come to you." However, they will go through the last week. The Holy Spirit will come upon them. And when they're imbued with the Holy Spirit, when they're led by the Spirit, they are invincible. It doesn't matter what suffering comes, doesn't matter what happens in life, they will not be discouraged. Now, and so in our prayer of petition, we're praying not to solve the problem, but to share the problem, to give meaning to the problem. We're carrying burdens in life. The real crisis is not the burden. The crisis is it has no meaning. I can't weave this into a place where it has some meaning for me. Viktor Frankl, in his marvelous book, you know, Man's Search for Meaning, he says the deepest, deepest yearning we have in life is to find meaning. What's the meaning in your life? Where are you going with your life? Is it boring? Is it empty? Is it meaningless? Or do you have a meaning in your life? That's prayer. We're praying that the Spirit will enlighten us to allow us to see the meaning of following Jesus Christ when we are asked to suffer or when we fail. That won't happen to his followers here until after they've seen the death and resurrection of Jesus and the Spirit comes upon them. And then they will say, "Wow, life is meant to be imperfect. We live in an imperfect world. We ourselves are imperfect. And we're praying, following Jesus Christ, to give meaning to the imperfections which we all experience in life. Why should you sacrifice? Why should you forgive more? Why should you bless the undeserving? You're not going to get anything back. But that's following Jesus Christ. It's a gift, and the power of the Holy Spirit draws from inside of us the best which is in us. The greatest generosity, the greatest kindness, the understanding, the patience. That's what prayer does. That's following Jesus Christ. Enriches us and summons us to discover and to share the best which is within us. So it's not what I get. It's what I'm led to share. When I pray, I'm praying that God will carry this cross with me and that I'll find meaning in it. It means this has meaning following Jesus Christ. So follow the disciples here as we go through the Lenten period and right into the last week of Jesus. And Jesus' suffering is part of the imperfection of life. So keep that in mind now. Keep following the scriptures, and the scriptures, as Jesus led his disciples, so the Lord will lead us. If this was the last word, we would be very discouraged. But this is just part of the journey. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer and a special prayer for Pope Francis. It's a crisis time. For him, it's a time of great suffering and frailty. And for the church, it has his presence and his leadership has an enormous effect on the life of the church. So we pray for him in a very special way. Amen.